Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator. I'm Joel Brookman. We're talking this week about your story, the story that you choose to take on about yourself, which can be the result of we'll call it the culmination of your life experiences, especially the highly charged ones. So if you were physically abused as a child and you choose to take that into your adult life and let that affect who you are, okay, then that becomes your story. And there are certain things in your life that help you from a story perspective, and then there's a lot of things that hurt you from a story perspective. And so one of the things I want to talk about today is just the idea of not allowing yourself to be defined by your story. So if you recently started a business, but you never got good grades in math when you were in school, and you just decided that numbers were not your thing, you're not a numbers person, you've allowed this to become part of your story. And as a business owner, you have to know your numbers, of course, right? You've got to know your profit and loss numbers, your margins, your payroll. I mean, the list goes on and on. So as a business owner, you don't have a choice, right? You really and truly, if you're going to be successful in business, you have to get to the roots of the numbers and you have to truly understand it. Or you have to have somebody that you trust implicitly that knows all those things. But the latter is a much riskier situation than it is to know them yourself, right? It serves you to know them. So what you need to do in that case is push through the limitations that make up your story and move beyond some of these preconceived ideas that you have about yourself. And don't allow your story to hold you back by using it as an excuse or a crutch for not doing what it is that you need to do. Always remember one thing. You're a dynamic human. You've got the capabilities to rewrite your own story, and you determine ultimately who you want to be. You can choose to take the story that's been given to you, or you can choose to write your own story. The choice is ultimately one that you have to make for yourself, but there will come times where that story will hold you back. It'll stop you from doing certain things that you should be doing in life. And that's a point at which you need to take a step back and realize, okay, I am no longer going to allow my story to define myself. I can move beyond these things. I can learn anything I need to learn. I can do what I need to do, but I am able to move past these things in my life that have created what I see as my own story. If you know of anybody that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link's joelbrookman.com. From there, they can click on other links to iTunes or to Stitcher. And if you're listening yourself and you haven't subscribed, just go to iTunes and hit the subscribe button. And if you'd be kind enough to leave a review, it would be very much appreciated. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to continue our discussion around your story, but tomorrow we're going to talk specifically about not letting other people define your story for you. For today, look at yourself, look at the story that you have for yourself, and see if that's limiting anything for you in your life.
If it is, start rewriting your story.